Okay, PTC deal, yes.
Go.
Okay, I'm going to pick up a data there on 21 there.
You got to go.
Okay, thank you, sir. TCY, 21 there for the power data and that, please.
Okay, for TCS power, I have a negative 0.07. For pump operation, pump 1 operational, 5.11. And fan 1 operational, 3.15.
Okay, copy that, and we'll come back and pick up the temps and pressure data here. And stand by, please.
DLES, MPI.
DLES, go.
Yeah, have you conferred with RKTC to see if he really wants to wait the 15 minutes today?
Okay, well, I'll ask him that in just a second there. DKSN had a question, though, back on step 16, that on pump line operational, we had a negative 5.8% there.
Yeah, that's what we saw the other day.
Okay, all right. Just one. Good recall.
Same as the other day.
Okay, and stand by.
Eleven minutes
left?
That's correct.
Okay, PTC deal, yes?
Go ahead.
Okay, so we're talking to RKTC down here via INT1. We're going to go ahead and fill out the rest of the data there on steps 20 and 21 and then pick up and proceed then.
Okay, very good.
Okay, an MS-1 deal, yes?
Go ahead.
All right, sir, back on step 20 there, sir. If you'd start off there at air pressure 1 there, please.
Air pressure 1 is reading 18.12. Air pressure 2 is reading 17.97, toggling 17.92. Air temp reads 76.8. Fluid loop P1 is 9.4. Fluid loop P2 is 8.5. And it's toggling to 8.7. And fluid loop temperature is plus 75.9.
Okay, copy. Thank you, sir. And DCY, the open items are on 21, please.
Okay, the air out is at 76.79. Pipeline active heater is 76.6. DM air pressure 1 is 18.12. Air pressure 2, 17.93. Cool fluid pressure is 9.37. And gas pressure 1 is 8.49.
Okay, copy that. Okay, PTC, deal, yes?
Go ahead.
Okay, if everybody's concurrent, we're going to pick up with 22, sir.
Okay, INT1, PTC.
Bertrand Schultz.
INT1.
Bert.
Yeah, INT1, if you could verify with him that...
ELES, this is QM.
Deal, yes, go.
Yes, sir. Step 21, is that a DEEV?
Affirmative, sir.
Thank you.
PTC, INT1.
Go ahead. Are they happy with steps 20 and 21 before we proceed?
Copy. PTC, INT1.
Go ahead.
Very happy, you may proceed.
Okay, deal, yes, you got to go in 22.
Stand up. Stand by, PTC. You're getting the paperwork taken care of.
Okay, standing by.
Okay, PTC, we're going to be picking up and proceeding at step 22, then, sir.
Okay.
MS-2 deal, yes?
Go ahead.
Okay, sir, standard switch panel number 2. I'd like for you to take the DM window fan switch to on.
DM window fan coming on. Mark, good gray talkback.
Copy. And per step 23, MS-1, can you provide us what the window fan is, sir, please?
Yeah, the CRT is negative 0.1.
And annotate that in the IPRQ.
Copy. Okay, DCY is 24.
Window fan power is negative 0.07.
Copy that. And ZHEL, 25.
I can report 3 amps of current.
Okay, copy. And note there will be a momentary loss of ohms data during the switchover to the ODS telemetry path. And MS2 deal, yes?
Go ahead.
Okay, sir, on standard switch panel 2. If you take the DM telemetry path switch to ODS.
Okay, DM TM path coming to ODS, ready, Mark. We have a good up talkback.
Okay, copy that. And MS-1 then, step 27, please.
Okay, on the CRT, DM TM path shows ODS. Pump 1 operational shows negative 0.0. Fan 1 operational shows 0.0. Those are both toggling nothing and negative, but holding steady at a value of 0.0.
Okay, copy that, sir. Okay, and DCY, 28, please.
I have a reading for pump 1 operational at negative 0.01 and fan 1 operational at negative 0.01.
Copy that. And MS-2, DLS.
Go ahead. DLS is QM.
DLS, go.
Yes, sir.
A deviation error on 28 there, sir.
What about the...
And 27M would be the... on the toggling and that, yeah, I guess it wouldn't hurt to specify there on the IPR.
PTC, I mean DLS MPI?
DLS, go.
Yeah, I think our... Let me go check on that before we actually go put 27 down, okay?
Okay, fine. That's what. Whatever.
Okay, and what about 24 DLS?
Yeah, 24 would be a deviation.
Can I ask something there, though? But the Spectre says less than, right?
Yeah, I think you're okay for the deviation. I just want to see what the OMRS says for step 27.
Okay, but MPI, you don't have a problem with step 24, though, against the Devo, do you?
Step 24? Negative. We're talking about step 28, I thought.
Okay, well, QM came in after talking 27, 28, and piped in about 24.
Oh, no, that's appropriate.
Okay. All right, and I mean, you're going back and you're checking on 27 and 28.
Yeah, just give me a second.
Okay, that's what.
You can proceed. I'll jump in when there's a free moment.
Okay, MS-2, deal, yes?
Stand by a moment.
All right, sir.
Okay, and DLS MPI.
DLS, go.
Yeah, we're fine with step 27, the OMRS requirements for the TM path position being ODS, not for the parameters specified. And so we're okay anyway because of the specification that's on there. So I think 27 and 28 slide on through for both the DEV and the IPR.
All righty.
Okay, MS-2 is back with you.
All right, sir. We'll be picking up in on step 29 at standard switch panel number 2. If you take the DM telemetry path switch to ROEU.
DMTM path coming to ROEU. Mark with the Barber Pole talkback.
Copy that. And MS-1, step 30.
DMTM system shows on. DMTM path shows ROEU. Pump 1 operational shows 5.1. Fan 1 operational shows 3.1.
Okay, copy that. DCY, 31.
I have pump 1 operational at 5.11 and fan 1 operational at 3.11.
Copy that. And talkback is verified?
Those are verified.
DLS, QM?
DLS, go.
Steve?
Yeah, deviation on 31 there.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, and MS-2, DLS?
Go ahead.
Okay, for step 32 at standard switch panel number 2. You take the DM power circuit select switch to backup.
DM power circuit select switch coming to backup. Mark with a gray talkback.
Copy that. MS-1, 33.
Okay, on the CRT, power circuit selected shows negative 0.1.
Copy that. And DCY, 34.
DLS, QM.
I'll go back to you.
IPR on 33.
How about this, QM and MPI? How about if we take care of the flight and ground display, and then you pipe in, then at that time we'll take care of both then? How about that?
That's fine, or if you can just look and you can see if it exceeds the limitations of the specification, add it to the appropriate IPR or deviation.
Well, I already know that. I mean, it's just the fact that it's piping in it every time. That's all.
I know. I'm just saying if QM wants to go in there, and if not. Okay, we'll do it on the net after the steps, then.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, and DCY?
I have a negative 0.07.
Copy that. And then QMM we have in the IPR bin on 33, and Papa 015 on 34, sir.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. And MS-2, deal, yes?
Go ahead.
Okay, sir, on step 35, standard switch panel number 2, take the DM power circuit select switch to primary.
Coming to primary, Mark. show a barber pole talkback, and on the CRT, show 5.1.
Copy that. That'll buy all 36. DCY, 37.
Backup power select is 5.11.
Copy that. And QM, 37 will be with Dave.
Thank you, sir.
Copy. MS2 on step 38, standard switch panel number 2. Take the DM window fan switch to off.
DM window fan coming to off. Mark, have a barber pole talk back, and on the CRT, DM window fan shows 5.1.
Copy that. DCY, step 40.
Window fan power is 5.11.
Copy that. And QM, 40 would be deviation.
Thank you.
PTC, next step is yours.
Okay. INT1, PTC.
Go ahead.
Step 41.
Copy. In work.
Okay.
PTC 91.
Go ahead.
Step is complete.
Okay. And Brian, got to go on 42.
Okay, copy that. And MS2, deal, yes?
Go ahead.
Okay, standard switch panel 2, take the DM thermal control system switch to off.
DM thermal control system coming to off. Mark, barber pole talk back. DM thermal control system shows 5.1. I'll get you the rest of these numbers.
All righty, for step 43, thank you.
Step 43, DM thermal control system shows 5.1. Pump 1 operational shows negative 0.3. Fan 1 operational shows negative 0.0. Air pressure 1 shows 18.12, toggling 18.07. Air pressure 2 shows 17.97. Air temp shows 76.8, toggling 76.1. Fluid loop P1 shows 9.4. Fluid loop P2 shows 8.5, toggling 8.7. And fluid loop temp shows 75.9.
Okay, copy that. And DCY, 44.
TCS power at 5.11. Air out at 76.79. Pipeline after heater, 75.91. DM air pressure 1 at 18.12. Pressure 2 at 17.97. Cool fluid pressure is 9.37. Gas pressure 1 is 8.49. Pump 1 operational is negative 0.28. Fan 1 operational is negative 0.01.
Okay, copy that. Okay, and QM, you'll have the IPR against 43 and the deviation against step 44.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, and MS2, Delius.
Go ahead.
Okay, standby, Delius.
Standby.
INT1, PTC.
Go ahead.
Okay, are they happy with those readings on 43 and 44?
They're happy, Tom.
Okay, go ahead, Delius.
Okay, copy that. Okay, MS2 on standard switch panel number 2. If you take the DM telemetry system switch to off.
DM TM system coming to off. Mark, show a barber pole talkback, and on the CRT, DM TM system shows off.
Copy that. And MS2, proceeding on to 47, standard switch panel 2. Take the DM ROEU power switch to off.
DM ROEU power coming to off. Mark, and the talkback shows down.
Copy that, sir. And next, if you take CB2 to open, out. Same panel.
CB2 coming to open, Mark.
Okay, CB4 open out.
CB4 coming to open, Mark.
Copy that. And MS1, can you verify DM power is off or on CRT?
DM power shows off.
Okay, PTC, you got 49, sir.
Okay. And QM, sequence 33 complete.
QM, copy.
Okay, moving on to sequence 34. DLES, PTC, you want to come to 134 for a sec?
Alrighty. And they're going to be heading back, folks here are going to be heading back to the console back air.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask.
And DLES, NPI.
DLES, go.
You why don't you just get confirmation that from now on we activate the thermal control system. It's not necessary to wait the 15 minutes for the system to stabilize for the remainder of the test.
All righty. And they're also coming back here in your area there.
INT1 PTC.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm sure you're happier back here.
Yeah. More than happy.
Okay. Test number Sasha is ready, INT1. We are ready to for sequence 34, step 1.
Okay. In the work.
Okay.
PTC, anyone?
Go ahead.
Step is complete.
Okay. DLES, PTC.
DLES, go.
Sequence 34, step 2.
Copy that, sir. We'll put it in work. And just take care of some paperwork here, PTC. Stand by one.
Okay.
Okay, MS-2, DLES.
Go ahead.
All right, sir. Standard switch panel 2. I'd like for you to take CB1 to close.
Circuit breaker 1 coming to close, Mark.
Copy. And now if you take the DM, ROEU, power switch to on.
DM, ROEU, power coming to on, Mark. Good up, talk back.
Copy. And verification on step 4, sir.
And on the CRT, I show DM, power, on.
Copy that. And MS2, back then to standard switch panel number 2. I'd like for you to verify the DM, power circuit select talk back is barber pole.
Verified.
Copy. And at the DM, telemetry path, talk back is barber pole.
Verified.
Copy, sir. And then MS2, proceeding on into step 6 on standard switch panel 2. If you take the DM telemetry path, switch to ROEU.
DMTM path coming to ROEU, Mark.
Copy, and talk back is still barber pole, correct?
Verified.
Copy, sir. And MS1, step 7.
DMTM path shows ROEU.
Copy that, sir. And MS2, back to standard switch panel number 2. If you take the DM telemetry system switch to on.
Okay, DMTM system switch coming to on, Mark. A good up talk back.
Copy that, sir. And next then, sir, if you'd proceed on into step 9 and read off the data, please.
DM power does show on. Power via ROEU status negative 0.1. Power circuit selected 5.1. DMTM system's on. DMTM path is ROEU. DM thermal control system is 5.1. Pump 1 operational is negative 0.3. Fan 1 operational is negative 0.0. DM window fan shows 5.1. Power via X1 status 5.1. Power via X2 status 5.1. Air pressure 1, 18.12. Air pressure 2, 17.97. Air temperature 76.1. Toggle in 76.8. Fluid loop P1, 9.4. Fluid loop P2, 8.5. Toggle in 8.7. And fluid loop temp is 75.9.
Okay, copy that. And PTC, you want to have INT1 check out the data there, sir?
Yeah, INT1, PTC.
Go ahead.
Is Sasha happy with step 9?
Copy.
And QM, you can add tape 9 on the IPR.
QM, copy.
PTC, INT1.
Go ahead.
Very happy.
Okay.
Okay, deal yes in, picking up in step 10. MS2, deal yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, sir, standard switch panel number 2, if you take the DM thermal control system switch to on.
DM thermal control system coming to on, Mark. Show a gray talk back, and on the CRT it's negative 0.1.
Copy that, and note then we're going to wait.
INT1?
Go ahead, INT1.
We're not going to wait for 15 minutes.
Okay, and DLS, you copy that?
Copy that, sir. And we've had the, I'm sure the 10 seconds has already gone by, so we'll pick up in for the rest of... Sequence 11, sir.
Okay, DM thermal control system, as I said, negative 0.1. Pump 1 operational, 5.1. Fan 1 operational, 3.1. Air pressure 1 shows 18.12, toggling 18.07. Air pressure 2 shows 17.92, toggling 17.97. Air temperature is 76.8. Fluid loop P1 is 9.4. Fluid loop P2 is 8.5, toggling 8.7. And fluid loop temp is 75.9.
Okay, copy that. And PTC, INT1, are they happy with the data, sir?
INT1, could you verify?
Copy. Sir. Happy?
Okay.
Okay, DLES picking up in step 12, MS2, standard switch panel number 2. If you take the DM window fan switch to on.
DM window fan coming to on. Mark, we have a great talk back, and the spec shows negative 0.1.
And you can put that on the IPRQ. MPI, what about 11? 11 as well.
Okay, this is DLES here, picking up the note on top of page 145. Note there will be a momentary loss of OMS data during the switchover to the ODS telemetry path. MS2, DLES.
Go ahead.
Okay, sir, for step 14, standard switch panel 2, take the DM telemetry path switch to ODS.
DM TM path coming to ODS ready. Mark. The talkback shows up.
Copy that, and MS1, step 15.
Okay, DM TM path shows ODS. Pump 1 operational shows negative 0.0, and fan 1 operational negative 0.0.
Copy that. DCY, 16.
I have pump 1 operational at negative 0.01 and fan 1 operational at negative 0.01.
Copy that, and QM, we're covered there because of the specs, sir. We have a no step, sir, on 15 and 16. Okay. MS2, picking up into step 17, standard switch panel 2. If you take the DM telemetry path switch to ROEU.
DMTM path coming to ROEU. Mark, talkback's barber pole.
Copy that, and MS1, 18.
DMTM system shows on, DMTM path, ROEU. Pump 1 operational shows 5.1, fan 1 operational shows 3.1.
Copy that. Okay, MS2, proceeding on to 19, standard switch panel 2. If you take the DM power circuit select switch to backup.
DM power circuit select coming to backup. Mark, with a gray talkback.
Copy that, and 20 MS1.
And power circuit selected shows negative 0.1.
And you can put that on the IPRQ.
Okay, MS2 then, on step 21 then, standard switch panel 2. You take the DM power circuit select switch to primary.
DM power circuit select coming to primary ready. Mark, show a barber pole talkback.
Copy that, sir. And MS1, 22.
Step 22, power circuit selected shows 5.1.
Copy that, sir. And MS2, per step 23, standard switch panel 2, DM window fan switch to off.
DM window fan coming to off. Mark, with a barber pole talkback, and on the CRT, DM window fan reads 5.1.
Copy that, sir. Thank you. PTC, next up is yours, sir.
Okay, INT1, PTC.
Go ahead.
Okay, verify ready for docking module powered down via ROEU.
Copy. PTC, INT1.
Go.
Step is ready.
Okay. DLES.
Okay, picking up on 26. MS2, standard switch panel 2, take the DM thermal control system switch to off.
DM thermal control system to off. Ready. Mark, show a barber pole talkback.
Copy that, sir. And MS1, proceed on 27, please.
Step 27, docking module thermal control system shows 5.1. Pump 1 operational shows negative 0.3. Fan 1 operational shows negative 0.0. Air press 1 shows 18.12. Air press 2 shows 17.97. Air temp shows plus 76.8. Fluid loop P1 shows 9.4. Fluid loop P2 shows 8.5, toggling 8.7. And fluid loop temp shows 75.9, toggling 76.6.
INT1, PTC.
Go ahead.
Okay, can I verify those readings are correct?
Copy, correct.
And okay. QM, you can put it on the IPR.
Okay, DLES picking up in 28 then, MS2 on standard switch panel 2. Likely to take the DM telemetry system switch to off.
DM TM system coming to off. Ready, Mark. Show a barber pole talkback.
Copy, sir. And MS1, 29.
And on the CRT, DM TM system shows off.
Copy that, sir. And MS2 there on standard switch panel number 2. Take the DM ROEU power switch to off.
DM ROEU power coming to off. Ready, Mark. Show down talkback.
Copy that, sir. And MS1, can you verify step 31, please?
On the CRT, DM power shows off.
Copy, yes, sir. And PTC, you've got 32 there, sir.
Okay. QM, sequence 34, complete.
QM, copy.
Okay, now we're getting too far ahead. We're going to get yelled at. Okay, proceeding with sequence 35. INT1, PTC.
Go ahead.
Verify ready for sequence 35.
Copy. Can it work? PTC INT1.
Go ahead.
Step is complete.
Okay, DLS, step 2.
Copy that. Picking up step 3. MS2, standard switch panel number 2. If you take the CB2 to close.
SSP2, circuit breaker 2, coming to close, ready, mark.
Copy. CB4 close.
Circuit breaker 4, coming to close, ready, mark.
Copy. Now if you take the DM ROEU, power switch to on.
DM ROEU power, coming to on, ready, mark. Talk back up.
Copy that. And MS1 there, step 4, please.
DM power shows on.
Copy, sir. And MS2, per step 5, standard switch panel 2. If you can verify the DM power circuit select talkback is barber pole.
Verify.
And the DM telemetry path talkback is barber pole.
Verified.
Copy. Proceeding on then step 6 and MS2 at standard switch panel 2. Take the DM telemetry path switch to ROEU.
DM TM path coming to ROEU. Mark. Still a barber pole talkback.
Copy that, sir. And MS1, step 7.
On the spec, the DMTM path shows ROEU.
Copy that, sir. And MS2 for step 8, standard switch panel 2, take the DM telemetry system switch to on.
DMTM system coming to on, ready, mark. Talkback shows up.
Copy that, sir. And MS1, if you'd pick up on step 9, please.
DM power does show on. Power via ROEU status shows negative 0.1. Power circuit selected shows 5.1. DMTM system shows on. DMTM path shows ROEU. DM thermal control system shows 5.1. Pump 1 operational, negative 0.3. Fan 1 operational, negative 0.0. Air pressure 1 shows 18.12. Air pressure 2 shows 17.97. Air temperature shows plus 76.8. Toggling plus 77.5. Fluid loop P1 shows 9.4, fluid loop P2 shows 8.5, fluid loop temperature shows positive 75.9.
Okay, sir, and can you go back and pick up the window fan and the power via X1 and X2 status, sir, please?
Roger that. DM window fan shows 5.1, power via X1 status shows 5.1, and power via X2 status shows 5.1.
Copy that, sir. Okay, PTC, you want to check if INT1?
Okay, INT1, PTC.
Go ahead.
Okay, are they happy with those readings?
Session. Okay. PTC, INT1.
Okay,
Very happy.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, DOES copies, picking up MF10, MS2, standard switch panel number 2. Take the DM thermal control system switch to on.
DM thermal control system coming to on, mark, with a gray talkback.
Copy that.
Okay, DOES, PTC.
Yeah, go.
For qualities, benefits, step 9 is the DEEF, right?
Affirmative, sir. No, we don't. There is no OMRS in this. Okay, and PTC, are we going to be waiving the 15 minutes again, correct? On for step 11?
I believe that's what they said. INT1, PTC.
Go ahead.
Okay, we are going to waive the 15 minutes.
Step with him. No, we're going to proceed, not waiting for 15 minutes.
Okay, understand.
Hey, DOES copies. MS1, step 11, please.
Step 11, DM thermal control system shows negative 0.1. Pump 1 operational shows 5.1. Fan 1 operational shows 3.1. Air pressure 1 shows 18.12. Air pressure 2 shows 17.97, toggling 0.92. Air temp shows 76.8, toggling 76.1, and 77.5, all three of those. Fluid loop P1 shows 9.4. Fluid loop P2 shows 8.5. Toggling 8.7. And fluid loop temp shows 75.9. Toggling 76.6.
Okay, INT1, PTC.
Go ahead, Sasha.
Okay, are they happy with those readings?
Happy.
Okay, PLS.
Okay, MS2, per step 12, standard switch panel 2. I'd like for you to take the DM window fan switched on.
DM window fan coming to on, ready, Mark. Show a gray talk back, and the spec shows negative 0.1.
Copy that. And it'll be the IPR there back on step 11, RQM.
And also 13, correct?
Affirmative, yes. ZHEL, step 14?
We're showing 3 amps for payload primary bus 3 current.
Okay, copy that. Note there will be a momentary loss of OMS data during the switchover to the ODS telemetry path. MS2 per step 15, standard switch panel 2, take the DM telemetry path switch to ODS.
DM TM path coming to ODS, ready, Mark. Show an up talkback.
Copy that, and MS1, 16.
DM TM path shows ODS. Pump 1 operational shows negative 0.0, and fan 1 operational shows negative 0.0.
Copy that, DCY, 17.
Pump 1 operational is negative 0.01, and fan 1 operational is negative 0.01.
Copy that, and for those last two steps there, because of the specs there, we're covered in on the IPR and the D. We don't need to put those on. Okay, MS2 per step 18, standard switch panel 2, take the DM telemetry path switch to ROEU.
DM TM path coming to ROEU, ready, Mark. Shows a barber pole talkback.
Copy that, sir, and MS1, 19.
DM TM system shows on. DM TM path shows ROEU. Pump 1 operational. Shows 5.1. Fan 1 operational shows 3.1.
Copy that, sir. And MS2 per step 20, standard switch panel 2. If you take the DM power circuit select switch to backup.
DM power circuit select coming to backup, ready, Mark. Show a gray talkback.
Copy that. And MS1, 21.
Power circuit selected shows negative 0.1.
Copy that. And it'll be the IPR on that one, or QM. And MS2 per step 22, standard switch panel 2. If you take the DM power circuit select switch to primary.
Okay, DM power circuit select coming to primary. Ready, Mark. Show barber pole talkback.
Copy that, sir. And MS1 23, please.
Power circuit selected shows 5.1.
Copy that, sir. And per step 24, standard switch panel 2. If you take the DM window fan switch to off.
DM window fan coming to off. Ready, Mark. Show barber pole talkback and show on the spec 5.1.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir. PTC 26 is yours, sir.
Okay, QM. Sequence 35 complete.
QM copies.
Okay, and QM sequence 36 will take an app perform and also 32.
And PTC, yes?
Go ahead.
Before we proceed into the post-test to get ready to do the power down there, we've been discussing down here on console something we'd like to try, and this is on the IPR, and that is to adjust the output voltage of PS1 there and the cabin buses that were set at 30, take them back down to 28, and just for us to go through and baseline our spec to see what we have, see what kind of a change we have, if any.
Okay, and NPI, PTC? DKSN, you concur with that?
DKSN concurs.
And Rockwell?
Yeah, what are we going to go back through again? Can you let us know?
This is DOES, sir. What we do is we would have ZHEL adjust the PS1 cabin buses back down to a nominal 28 volts, and then we'd just go and we'd look at our ground display and our flight display just to see what we'd see on changes in our readings.
And who's requesting this?
I am. All of us. We've been talking for the last couple of days, Nat.
NPI, INT1.
Go ahead.
Ralph, Sasha said that we've got plenty of time and he's not against to repeat the whole operation in a nominal regime.
Okay, I think that's what they're talking about wanting to do would be to adjust the voltage and go ahead and probably perform the last activation where we have all the buses up. In other words, sequence 35, re-performing that in a configuration where I've got the voltage at the primary bus set to 28 volts.
NVI PTC.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the only thing that's going through my brain up here is that there might be a situation when we get into the orbiter and we do a health check that they have other things happening in the orbiter that they're not going to be able to give us 30 volts. Just thinking, if that's the case, it would be.
No, I'm understanding that the supplies on orbit are going to be 30 volts. And
no matter what, no, I think we're asking them to adjust them to 30. I think normally we ask for 28 volts, right?
On the ground hardware, that's generally what we get. But I think actually on the flight, when we're flying with the fuel cells, we're getting around 30 volts. And so we were just asking the orbiter guys to give us what we're going to get on flight.
Okay, so that's for sure? We get 30 volts?
Yeah, that's my understanding.
And DLES MF-1?
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Yeah, when we go to fuel cell out for launch count, we go up to about 30 volts.
Oh, yes, Cub.
Yeah, Brian, I was just adding a comment there. When we go over to fuel cells, when we transfer to fuel cells, we go to about 30 volts.
Which is why we gone and we'd put in the notes there, you know, and stuff, you know, adjust it up to 30 and amp.
DLES PTC.
DLES, go.
Okay, Brian, so what you guys want to do is we're going to power down, then we're going to bring it up to, we're going to come up at 28 volts and then just re-perform basically sequence 35?
Standby. We're discussing this here, and we're having some dissent among us here at C1. Standby.
NPI PTC.
Go ahead.
Just to get, the situation square with the Russians. They said that the only condition that they put on is that we come down first, right?
That's all that was told to me. Yes.
And PTC, when we do that, then that's going to drive us to do a lot more paper than what I thought we were going to be doing then.
Okay, so NPI PTC.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I think since there's some dissension now at C1, why don't we just make a decision if we're going to do it or not? Now they think it's going to take up a lot more paper than originally.
Well, if this is a good idea and there's something to gain out of it, then we should take the time to do it. If it's marginal as to what it's going to give us, if we don't know what it's going to give us, we don't really expect anything, then maybe you want to reconsider that. But I'm willing to sit here and spend some time to let those guys talk. It's just that this is the kind of thing that should have happened before we ever got here, and that's my point.
And okay. NPI DLES.
Go ahead.
We do not have any kind of schedule pressure to finish this by noon, do we?
Negative.
Okay, good.
But I'm not saying we're going to sit here for 4 hours while you guys decide what it is you want to do either.
I agree totally with that. I just want to make sure I have a chance to make sure we do this right on the paper. We don't screw something up.
There's no schedule pressure in the space shuttle program.
Yeah, right.
So one other thing that came to my brain wasn't it that he was asking for 28 volts anyways for the detachable plate test, this test?
No, I think what they wanted to see was to see what they're going to see in the orbiter. I think that was my understanding.
Okay, but
I can't recall the permutations it's gone through, but that's what I thought was the case. And he reiterated that now when we talked about adjusting voltage. He said, I want to see what I'm going to see in the orbiter.
I remember, though, in one of the OMI reviews that he stated that the reason why he wanted to crank it up to 30 volts is because it didn't work in Russia with the cabling length that he asked for 30 volts, and then he wanted to at the ROU test two to make it what it would be on orbit or in the orbiter.
All right, I think that both just happened to equate.
DLES PTC.
DLES, go.
That is the thought. If Dean or perhaps Louise could write perhaps that up, did we want to just press on and finish the test?
No, I'll tell you what, I think our recommendation here talking to DKSM is that basically what we would do is, since we've already put the thought into it, we know the sequence works, basically we would come back in and perform in sequence 35, which is the DM activation via the ROEU. That has all the sequence of steps in there, and we know that everything works there. You get your data, you bring your window fan on, you bring on your systems, and then we would go back in and then reperform in, well, at that time, the power down steps there, what you have on 38001 through 8, and then that would take us right back down into step 9, which is where I would propose we break out and do the troubleshooting. That way, then, we're not getting any kind of discussions about, well, do I need this step, do I not need this step, or whatever. And what we'll do is, and we'll take these pages out of the EO1 there, and we'd make an attachment into the IPR then.
Okay, so aren't we going to reperform sequence 31, right?
No, why do I need to go back and redo sequence 31?
I thought we're bringing the buses down, then bringing them back up again.
Well, okay, you see, those steps are to ZHEL. I can handle those as separate steps are on the IPR, where I'd have a step in to where, okay, we'll go, we'll work us down to step 38, 009, take us down to that point, okay? We'll work.